Dubai Aerospace Enterprise raises $2.8 billion in new funding. Dubai Aerospace Enterprise has closed a $2.8 billion funding round, marking one of the largest aviation finance transactions to emerge from the Gulf Cooperation Council region in 2026, and underscoring the strategic repositioning of Middle Eastern capital toward hard asset mobility plays as global aircraft lessors navigate a supply-constrained market. The deal, structured at a scale that rivals the recapitalizations seen during the post-pandemic fleet rebuild, positions DAE to expand its order book and secondary market acquisitions at a moment when Boeing and Airbus delivery delays have pushed lease rates to multi-year highs and created a seller's market for mid-life narrowbody inventory. Aviation finance has become a key battleground for sovereign and quasi-sovereign capital in the Gulf, where the combination of geographic centrality, tax-efficient structuring, and access to long-duration funding has allowed players like DAE to compete directly with established Irish and Asian lessors. The Emirates aircraft leasing sector now commands an estimated portfolio exceeding 600 aircraft globally, with DAE serving as the flagship platform for Dubai's diversification beyond oil-dependent revenues and tourism infrastructure. This latest capital injection reflects confidence in the durability of the global air travel recovery, particularly across Asia-Pacific and Middle Eastern corridors where passenger traffic has exceeded 2019 baselines and load factors remain elevated despite macroeconomic headwinds in Europe and North America. Industry observers view the timing as opportunistic, with narrowbody aircraft commanding premium valuations and OEM production backlogs stretching into the next decade. Lessors with immediate liquidity can extract favorable terms from airlines desperate to secure capacity for summer 2026 peak seasons and beyond. DAE's ability to deploy $2.8 billion in fresh capital provides a structural advantage over smaller platforms constrained by regional bank lending pullbacks and higher benchmark rates that have compressed levered returns across the asset class. The Gulf's aviation finance playbook, Dubai's ascent in global aviation finance, represents a calculated shift from real estate and petrochemical exposure toward cash-generating, inflation-hedged assets with transparent secondary markets. DAE, established in 2006 and operating under the ownership of Investment Corporation of Dubai, has evolved from a regional niche player into a top 10 global lessor by fleet value. The platform strategy hinges on acquiring young, fuel-efficient narrowbody aircraft, primarily Airbus A320neo and Boeing 737 MAX families, leased to investment-grade carriers on mid-term contracts that balance residual value risk against cash yield. The $2.8 billion raise likely combines unsecured term debt and subordinated capital, a financing mix that has become standard among large-cap lessors seeking to maintain investment-grade metrics while funding order book commitments. Aviation finance has historically traded at spreads reflecting equipment risk, lessee credit, and remarketing volatility. But the current environment, characterized by chronic aircraft shortages and deferred retirements of older generation jets, has compressed credit spreads and attracted institutional capital from pension funds and insurance portfolios seeking long-duration, asset-backed returns. What differentiates Gulf lessors from their Dublin and Hong Kong counterparts is access to patient capital with lower return hurdles. Sovereign wealth funds and government-linked entities in the UAE operate on strategic timelines that prioritize market share accumulation and industrial positioning over quarterly IRR optimization. This structural advantage allows DAE to underbid competitors on lease pricing while maintaining balance sheet flexibility, a dynamic that has driven consolidation speculation across the sector as independent lessors face margin compression. Supply constraints drive lessor pricing power. The global aircraft leasing industry is experiencing a generational supply-demand mismatch. Boeing's production challenges following the 737 MAX recertification and ongoing regulatory scrutiny have constrained deliveries to roughly 300 to 350 commercial jets annually, well below the 450 to 500 units originally projected for 2026. Airbus, while maintaining higher throughput, faces its own bottlenecks in engine supply from Pratt & Whitney and CFM International, creating cascading delays that have pushed new aircraft delivery slots into 2029 and beyond for carriers without priority positions. This backlog has transformed the economics of aircraft leasing. Lease rates for in-service A320neo and 737 MAX aircraft have increased by an estimated 15 to 20% since early 2025, with power-by-the-hour maintenance reserves and security deposit requirements also escalating as lessors capitalize on carrier urgency. Sale leaseback transactions, where airlines monetize owned aircraft to inject liquidity, have surged, providing lessors with acquisition opportunities at attractive cap rates. DAE's $2.8 billion in fresh capital positions the platform to pursue both direct OEM orders and sale leaseback deals, diversifying its fleet composition while locking in long-term contracts with carriers facing acute capacity constraints. The secondary market for midlife aircraft has similarly tightened. Part 2 and cargo conversion demand for retired passenger jets has kept residual values elevated, reducing the downside risk that typically haunts aviation finance during economic downturns. Freighter conversions, in particular, have become a profitable exit strategy as e-commerce logistics growth sustains demand for dedicated cargo capacity. This dynamic underpins the thesis that aviation assets, historically cyclical and volatile, are entering a period of structural support driven by supply scarcity rather than demand euphoria. Geopolitical calculus and regional ambitions. Dubai's aviation finance expansion cannot be separated from the broader geopolitical and economic realignment underway across the Gulf Cooperation Council. The UAE has positioned itself as a neutral, business-friendly hub capable of serving both Western and non-Western markets, a strategy evident in its trade flows, diplomatic posture, and capital allocation. Aviation, both commercial and defense-related, sits at the nexus of this positioning, providing tangible infrastructure linkages to growth markets in Africa, South Asia, and Southeast Asia while maintaining connectivity to European and North American financial centers. The $2.8 billion raise also reflects the Gulf's ongoing efforts to reduce dependency on hydrocarbon revenues amid energy transition pressures and volatile oil markets. Diversification into aviation finance, logistics infrastructure, and technology platforms has accelerated since 2020, with sovereign and quasi-sovereign entities deploying capital into sectors with defensible competitive advantages and recurring cash flows. DAY's scale and scope align with this mandate, offering the dual benefit of commercial returns and strategic influence over global mobility networks. Regional competition is intensifying. Saudi Arabia's public investment fund has signaled ambitions to build a rival aviation ecosystem centered on Riyadh, including airline expansion, airport development, and lessor platforms. Qatar's sovereign entities maintain significant stakes in global carriers and aerospace manufacturing partnerships. This intra-Gulf Cooperation Council rivalry is likely to drive continued capital deployment into aviation and adjacent sectors, with each emirate and kingdom seeking to establish dominance over critical nodes in the global travel and logistics supply chain. Portfolio implications for institutional capital. For institutional investors evaluating exposure to aviation finance, DAY's capital raise highlights several thematic trends worth monitoring. First, the asset class has shifted from a niche, specialist domain to a core infrastructure allocation, particularly for portfolios seeking inflation linkage and tangible collateral. Aircraft leases typically include escalation clauses tied to CPI or fixed annual increases, providing partial inflation hedging that compares favorably to fixed-rate corporate credit. Second, the concentration risk inherent in aviation finance, primarily airline credit risk and residual value risk, has been partially mitigated by the current supply environment. While individual carrier bankruptcies remain a permanent feature of the industry, the ability to remarket aircraft quickly and at favorable rates reduces loss severity and enhances recovery profiles. This dynamic has attracted insurance capital and pension fund allocations that previously avoided the sector due to perceived volatility. Third, geopolitical considerations are becoming more relevant to aviation asset allocation. Lessors domiciled in jurisdictions with favorable treaty networks, predictable legal regimes, and access to diverse capital sources enjoy structural advantages. The UAE, Ireland, Singapore, and select U.S. states have emerged as preferred domiciles, each offering distinct tax and regulatory benefits. DAY's Dubai base provides access to Middle Eastern and African carrier relationships that Western lessors may find harder to cultivate, a geographic moat that translates into portfolio diversification for institutional backers. Key metric: $2.8 billion represents approximately 20-25% of DAY's estimated portfolio value, suggesting significant balance sheet expansion and order book acceleration capacity. The Plaquemines view: what the market is underpricing is the strategic optionality embedded in large-scale lessor platforms like DAY at this particular moment in the aviation cycle. The conventional analysis focuses on lease rate spreads and residual value assumptions, but the real opportunity lies in the intersecting trends of supply scarcity, geographic rebalancing of air travel demand, and the weaponization of aerospace technology in geopolitical competition. We see three second-order plays emerging from this capital raise. First, DAY's ability to secure delivery positions with Boeing and Airbus during a period of extreme scarcity creates embedded gains that will only be realized when those aircraft enter service in 2028 to 2030. Airlines will pay premium lease rates for aircraft that would otherwise not be available, effectively locking in above-market economics for the life of the initial lease term. This is not speculative, it is the natural consequence of a supply-constrained market intersecting with structural demand growth in Asia and the Middle East. Second, the $2.8 billion positions Day to execute a countercyclical acquisition strategy if macro headwinds intensify in 2026-27. Smaller lessors operating with higher leverage and shorter funding tenors will face refinancing pressure if credit markets tighten further. Day's fresh capital and sovereign backing provide predatory capacity to acquire portfolios at distressed valuations, a playbook that has historically generated outsized returns for opportunistic aviation finance investors during down cycles. Third, the geopolitical dimension is underappreciated. Aircraft lessors are increasingly subject to sanctions, export controls, and regulatory interventions that fragment the global leasing market. Day's UAE domicile offers optionality to serve markets where Western lessors face restrictions, creating a parallel financing ecosystem for carriers in regions excluded from dollar-denominated capital markets. This is not without risk. Exposure to sanctioned jurisdictions carries reputational and legal hazards, but it also represents a structural moat that commands valuation premiums among investors seeking uncorrelated returns. The bottom line: this is not merely a refinancing or balance sheet optimization. It is a strategic positioning move by a sovereign-backed platform with patient capital, technical expertise, and geographic reach at a moment when global aviation finance is fragmenting along geopolitical lines and supply constraints have inverted traditional risk-reward profiles. Institutional allocators should view this as a signal that Gulf Capital is moving aggressively up the value chain in mobility infrastructure, targeting assets with pricing power, inflation linkage, and scarcity value. So what Dubai Aerospace Enterprise's $2.8 billion capital raise is a bellwether for three converging trends: the ascent of Gulf capital in global infrastructure markets, the structural tightening of aircraft supply that favors large-scale lessors with patient funding, and the geopolitical fragmentation of aviation finance that creates new moats and risks in equal measure. For institutional investors, the immediate takeaway is that aviation assets are transitioning from cyclical trades to strategic holdings, underpinned by supply scarcity that shows no sign of resolution before 2030. The capital will flow toward order book expansion and opportunistic secondary market acquisitions, positioning Day to capture premium lease economics and scale advantages as smaller competitors face margin compression. Watch for follow-on moves: portfolio acquisitions from distressed lessors, partnerships with regional carriers for dedicated fleet financing, and potential equity raises or initial public offering speculation if Day seeks to diversify its capital base beyond sovereign sponsors. What happens next matters more than what happened yesterday. If Day deploys this capital into young, fuel-efficient narrowbody fleets leased to creditworthy carriers on long-term contracts, the returns will likely meet or exceed underwriting assumptions even in a recessionary scenario. If the capital chases marginal credits or speculative widebody exposure, the downside will reveal itself quickly. The platform's track record suggests the former, but execution risk is never zero in aviation finance. For the broader Gulf Cooperation Council ecosystem, this transaction reinforces the thesis that sovereign and quasi-sovereign entities are building vertically integrated aviation ecosystems: airlines, airports, lessors, MRO facilities, and logistics networks, designed to capture value across the entire mobility value chain. The competition among Dubai, Riyadh, Doha, and Abu Dhabi is accelerating, with capital deployment into aviation serving both commercial and strategic objectives. Institutional investors should monitor intra-regional rivalry as a driver of deal flow, asset pricing, and competitive dynamics that will shape the sector through the end of the decade.